This is Ozarks at Large. To a carpenter, hands are everything. A few weeks ago, Jonathan and Amber Paradin of Paradin Supply Company suffered a great loss when Jonathan's right index finger was amputated. The accident has forced them to put their business on hold. To help them with medical expenses as well as dealing with this period of transition, the local art community has organized a fundraiser in their honor. Last week, local artists Erica Wilhite and Stacy Bloomfield stopped by the Firm and Garner Performance Studio to discuss the fundraising effort.
Jonathan was working in their new workspace that they've leased down in Springdale, and he amputated his right finger. And we should emphasize that Jonathan's a woodworker. That's what he does for a living, is working with his hands, and he lost a finger. So the community here and all over the United States have decided to come together and donate artwork to be sold online in a pop-up style shop, and all the proceeds are going to be donated to help them during this transition, rethinking their business and medical bills and whatever needs they have.
And you say across the United States, so what do you mean across the United States? How are other people getting involved?
What's happening? It's actually really cool. Jonathan and Amber sell a lot of their work online through a handmade space called Etsy. Mm-hmm. And through social media and this online platform, a lot of us have become, you know, friends. We've never even met in person, but we're big supporters of each other's handmade business. And as soon as the word went out online, like on Twitter, about Jonathan's accident, everyone was just like, how can I help? You know, if this happened to me, you know, I'd want some help. And it's been kind of overwhelming, the support that we've seen just to help someone they've never even met before. So,
and we should mention, for those that don't know, that Amber and Jonathan own Paradin Supply Company, and they make the art supplies that they sell. Is that how that works?
Mm-hmm. They do a bit of that. And then also they make these wooden, like, I guess wall art, you would call it. Mm-hmm. So they specialize in these wooden triangles, but also these stake cutouts. So mm-hmm. Jonathan hand makes everything. And, you know, losing a finger is kind of a deal breaker whenever you're a woodworker.
So you said people are donating things. Mm-hmm. What do you need more donations? Can people donate?
Yes, people can donate. And the name of the fundraiser, we've decided to call it the Four Finger Fundraiser.
Okay.
And we're having a little bit of humor to it. You know, Jonathan and Amber are good sports about this, and, you know, they want to have a positive spin about this. They want to move forward. And so if you want to donate, you can email us at fourfingerfundraiser@gmail.com. And if you want to donate a gift card, if you're like a local artist and you have some work you'd like to donate, what we're doing is we're putting all of the gift certificates, donations are going to be online beginning Monday, March 11th. And then we're going to open the sale up, and anything that sells, all the proceeds are going directly to Paradin Supply Company.
And what are some of the things that you guys have gotten already? Because I noticed the website had some art already up on it.
Yeah, we have a lot of artwork, just paintings, for instance. Let's see, I have a list here. Locally, like Bath Junkie has donated a $100 gift card to their store. Sleet City Decor, which is also local, they do big wall art, like with panels and things, and they've donated things. We have clothing that's been donated. Something really cool is a shop actually in Kentucky has designed an exclusive Arkansas t-shirt to be sold for the fundraiser, and they're not selling it anywhere else. And so if you go online and buy this shirt, you'll get to have this exclusive, amazing Arkansas shirt that they designed, and all the profits are going directly to the Paradin. So it's actually really exciting.
That is very exciting. And why do you think everybody felt... I was just so amazed at how quickly everybody seemed to jump on board. You know, I saw it, I think, on Facebook or something like that. Like you said, it went through social media, and it just seemed like everybody was willing to, like, how can I help? What can I do? And it came together like that.
Well, all I can say is, if you've ever met Jonathan and Amber, you immediately love them. They're the type of people that are so ingrained in Northwest Arkansas.
I said it that we met because I met Jonathan when he was volunteering for Last Night a couple of festivals ago, and they give so much, and not just to my organization and my endeavors, but they just contribute so much to our community, and people that don't know them are coming up to me and asking, how can I do something? I wanted to add to the fundraising effort, this will may be a continuous thing, ongoing. We want to raise as much money as we can. But the reason I'm here today is because the Artist Laboratory Theater, we are performing Found Fayetteville at the Sheet Fort Experience on March 22nd and 23rd. And those tickets, for $10 a ticket, you can come and see a show, and 100% of the ticket sales go towards the Paradins. So that's a two-night event. If you wanted to see the show anyway, you get another chance the 22nd and the 23rd, and then you can also give to the Paradins.
Items are on sale now, and the pop-up shop will remain open for a week, but Stacy says it could be open longer if she keeps receiving more donations. Monetary donations can be made directly at the website fourfingerfundraiser.blogspot.com. Also, all proceeds from ticket sales at the March 22nd and 23rd Found Fayetteville performances by Artist Laboratory Theater will be donated to the Paradins. Admission is $10, and the event will take place at the Be Unlimited Theater, located at 612 West Center in Fayetteville. Parking is free, and look for the red door.